28, authorize limited tax revenue refunding bonds through December 31, 2021.
Colleagues, the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services continues to take an active approach in managing the city's debt portfolio. Authorizing this ordinance will provide the city with an additional strategy for refinancing its debt and increase potential to realize debt service savings. Opportunities to repurchase the city's bonds are obviously subject to market conditions. By having this ordinance effective for an extended period of time through 2021, the city will be ready to capitalize on such repurchase opportunities as they arise. Matt, I know that you were here previously. You've been here since December 19th. You've been very, very patient as we've had to reschedule this. So I appreciate your being here today. We'll get her passed. Thanks for your dedication and patience.
Okay. Thanks. I'm Matt Gurak, debt manager in the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. So what I'm proposing today is to provide this. I do have a presentation, too. I'm not sure if that's going to go up. But so what I'm proposing today is provide the city's debt management division with an additional method of refinancing outstanding bonds at lower interest rates. The proposed legislation provides debt management with a broader ability to specifically refinance Portland's full faith and credit bonds. By passing this ordinance, you are authorizing the issuance of refunding bonds that will fund the open market purchase of existing bonds from bondholders. Bonds.
There's supposed to be a.
There should be some slides up there.
So we have to. Let's take a pause because we don't see a slide on our.
It doesn't look like I received them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Can you just describe it for us?
Yeah, I'll do my best to describe it. The bonds that are repurchased in the open market are legally extinguished. And when we use debt financing to fund that purchase, a refinancing occurs. This additional flexibility allows the city to potentially realize debt service savings from bond repurchase opportunities as they occur. This authority granted to debt management would expire on December 31st of 2021. So municipal bonds, like the city's, are typically issued with a prepayment provision, typically referred to as the call option. And with a call option, an issuer can refinance bonds at a predetermined call date without penalty. Municipal issuers historically have been able to refinance bonds prior to the call date, which is referred to as an advance refunding under the federal tax code. And an advance refunding includes some penalty and prepayment costs. And if the penalty or cost to perform an advance refunding was relatively low, issuers like the city would typically refinance before the call date to mitigate interest rate risk. So, in other words, the risk that savings would go away with higher future interest rates. The 2017 Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act removed municipal bond issuers' ability to execute an advance refunding with tax-exempt refunding bonds. And since the passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the city has been restricted to waiting until the call date to refund its bonds at whatever interest rate levels are at that time. So let's go over a brief overview of what the repurchase refunding is. The city can still refund its bonds prior to the call date by an alternative approach called an open market repurchase refunding. An open market repurchase refunding can occur at any time and is not considered an advance refunding under the federal tax code. And accordingly, tax exemption can be retained in the new refunding bonds, which lowers the interest rate. An open market repurchase refunding can provide savings because of the difference between the market value of the refunded bonds that are being repurchased and the market value of the refunding bonds due to differences in both bonds' call dates. The viability of executing an open market repurchase refunding is dependent upon multiple factors such as overall interest rate levels, conditions of the bond markets, our ability to identify existing bondholders, and finally, existing bondholders' willingness to sell bonds back to the city, and most importantly, at what price? So some final thoughts. First, the bond repurchases would occur in coordination with other city bond issuance transactions, and because of that, they would occur relatively infrequently. And secondly, the city would not repurchase very large, relative to our total bond issuance, very large amounts of bonds. I would anticipate that a bond repurchase, if it were to occur, would be in the $1 to $20 million range. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Fish.
Well, I thank you for your very thoughtful presentation. I just want to try to put this in plain English for someone who's maybe watching, and that is that you're asking for the authority to prepay some of the revenue bonds that we've issued as a city in order to take advantage of market conditions, which may end up saving us interest rate and other factors. So the net benefit here is to the people we serve, the taxpayers, and the flexibility allows you just to respond to market conditions. And under federal law, if you do repurchase and then issue new debt, it continues to be tax preferred. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
Commissioner Hardesty, you bet.
Thank you. In a desire to also try to talk in plain English, the advantage that we would have is that we could possibly build more affordable housing or use the other resources that we have. We'll have more resources that we could then invest, right?
Correct.
In our community.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I really like plain speaking because I get it now. Thank you.
Yeah. Commissioner Fritz.
And according to the financial impact statement, we don't know whether or not we can even do these bonds can be sold, and we certainly don't have an estimate of how much is going to be saved by this process.
Correct. It depends on market conditions at that time.
Do we get a report to council to tell us when you have done this?
So it would be in coordination with any other bond sale that we have, and we can keep you apprised of any information and developments that that occur as we approach a bond sale.
Yeah, so this is an authorization to go ahead and plan for it, and then it comes to council for us to approve.
Exactly. We would essentially be just a bit more nimble in our ability of what we can do when we do a different bond sale.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion on this item? There being none, please call the roll.
And we had two people
sign up to testify. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, public testimony on this important issue. I apologize.
Thank
yes.
you.
Charles Johnson and Maggie.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Maggie.
I'll stand up. You can write me in.
Why don't you just come sit down here, and if you could just say your name for the record, that'll be fine. Thank you.
Such as it is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And when this was before you as 1335 on last year's agenda, I also believe I spoke in favor of it. One thing that I think, supposedly, the city is always trying to set the highest bar in the area of transparency. I think if you would give the presenter guidance that when we talk about the debt portfolio, as was mentioned, we're talking about maybe a maximum change in about $20 million of the bond portfolio. It would better serve the citizens and I think even yourselves if the presentation had included a brief summary of the entire Portland in debt portfolio. We know that I think the biggest chunk of the Portland debt portfolio is right now is the critically needed $258 million authorized by taxpayers, I think almost a couple years ago, for housing. But as the people, the presenter, staffed, I think Andrew, works with monitoring the market, it's also just good for us as taxpayers to know what bonds are out there and which ones that he thinks are most likely to be positioned for early retirement and cost savings. Also, because so much of the bond portfolio, $250 million, is for housing, every time it's discussed, I think we need to be mindful of when the bonds are financing capital improvements, especially housing, have we made adequate preparations to maintain that capital? It would be very sad if we purchased $258 million worth of housing and did not have a good, solid budget process through the Housing Bureau and Home Forward to make sure those people continue to live in quality, well-maintained homes. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
What'd you say?
Happy New Year. It's good to see you around these tables. Hi. My name is Veronica Bernier. I'm an LVN, CVICU LVN, and I belong to the CLVNA in California, but also here. And my license number is K59053, and I'm public health. I walked out to Happy Valley over the weekend, and I saw two homes that I think you should buy. Nobody's in them. But it's at the end of a long trail and a long, long roadway at 1:45 in the morning. I was looking for a lost puppy. And it was Pastor Tom Disrod's puppy. It had gotten out of the closet and scrammed, you know, ran away. So I found these two beautiful homes. And Pastor Tom Disrod said he'd like to buy them. And if we could get it for the city, it would be cheaper. Now, if you get it for cheap, good. But in the long run, don't try to undercut your daughters by putting her in a cheap hotel. The absolute lowest hotel here is a Connell Lodge. And for $50, just flat on the money, you can get it. Ned there is a wonderful guy. Unfortunately, his wife tripped and fell and sprained her ankle. But we're going to go and help her out, too. This is a city of helps, like Mary's Help Hospital. I reminded the girl over there at Farnbacher Hof Floral that Michelle Clark is the daughter of Bud Clark, and that whenever she hears of a problem, she sends flowers. So I think we have to have a giant floral campaign to cheer everybody up for the new year, and we're always good. When Lynn Martin was here, we had better parties. Thanks a lot for sharing. I think you're buying now. Think Realty and Tyndall Realty. Those are my relatives.
Thank you. I like your idea. Cheering people up is a good thing.
Cheer ups, yeah, that's right.
Maybe they'll have flowers on the 17th for the Japanese New Year out of Montgomery Park. Maybe we'll see you all there.
Excellent. Thank you all. Very good. Any further conversation? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I think this is a great idea, and I appreciate the Debt Management Division bringing this forward. It provides flexibility. It allows us to actually save taxpayer dollars by refinancing our outstanding bonds at a much lower rate. So the savings is funds that then can be used for other projects. In other words, by taking advantage of some of the market conditions, we're able to actually spread the tax dollars that we have even further and more effectively. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.